Hi, Carl.
Hello, mate, you okay?
Yeah. Just a quick one on the Warrington game. I spoke to a number of players after that narrow defeat, and the players I spoke to, they all referenced, you know, there needs to be improvement on decision-making in key moments of games. Is that something you and Kurt have looked at going into this week's game?
Yeah, well, we've looked at, and certainly, you know, improving our starts of games, starts of halves. Yeah, you know, our analysis does a really good job in terms of getting those kind of stats up for us, just to see where we are failing in games and the big moments. So, yeah, ultimately we want to ice all our big moments, you know, whether that's line breaks, offloads, because of our style of play that we, you know, we keep talking about. We've got to ice those moments because, you know, ultimately now I think when you give up the ball in a bad spot, you can be defending for, you know, 12, 18 tackles with the six again rule. So, yeah, it's something that we've addressed, and, you know, hopefully we can be better moving forward.
And I know you've referenced Andy Akers, Joe Mello, Ryan Sutton are in contention. Ethan Ryan was ruled out of the Warrington game with the HIA. How's Ethan Ryan?
Yeah, I think he's all up to protocol at the minute. He's done everything he needed to do. In the last week, obviously lads had time off, but he was still ticking his you know, his HIA protocol boxes. So yeah, I think as long as everything's okay from now till Friday, he'll be he's just trained as well, so he'll be in contention to play.
How far off is Eben Skerr currently, Carl?
He trained today, so yeah.
So is Eben in that same group as Ryan Sutton, Joe Mellor, Andy Akers potentially available Friday night?
Yeah. There's that many coming back. You know, we've just had a training session. It was. There's a lot of bodies there. You know, we've been, you know, in the last few weeks, we've been training with 14, 15 bodies, and, you know, we're trying to create sessions to get the best out of those 14, 15. And yeah, this morning we did a full, well, we had 27 training. So yeah, you know, things are certainly looking a lot healthier, and, you know, and Eben's one of those.
There was 13 missing for the game at Warrington. I think there's 5 or 6 potentially back for this game on Friday. How much of a boost is that, Cal, for you and Kurt and the club?
Oh, it's massive. It's massive. I think when you rattle the names off, the experience that we've been missing, it's not just players, it's real key players, the leadership group side of things. And yeah, I think the boys who've been playing have done a great job. But, you know, when you do put your Joey Mellors back in there, especially when he's a big reason of the, you know, our style of play with the ball playing 13. Obviously, Andy Akers gets us around the field, and Sutty's leadership qualities is, you know, second to none. So yeah, you know, for someone who looks after the middles, I'm really pleased to, you know, to welcome those back with, you know, your Eben Skerrs. And yeah, I think our middles have done a really good job. Like we spoke about before, Elliot Paposhi starting at prop forward speaks volumes on you know, the attitude that our boys have. But you know, it's always welcomed back when, you know, big leadership qualities and experience is coming back into the team.
And what's it like for you, Carl? Obviously, Jamie Gill's had 4 Super League games now. Elliot Paposhi, his first sort of like standout breakthrough year in the Super League. And then below that, Cameron Bate, who I believe had a strong performance for Salford in the Championship against your former club, North Wales, yesterday. And Alfie League, what's it like, you know, being able to work with all these young, sort of homegrown, enthusiastic players?
No, it's brilliant. You get as much enthusiasm out of you know, Gilly scoring his try was a great moment for, you know, for him, his family, the club. And you meet these boys in November. We put a lot of hours, a lot of work into what we do come a weekend. And yeah, it's just great that, you know, through adversity, these boys have stood up. And then for me, they've stood up really well. I think we've been to some big places this year. You know, St. Helens away, I think we had a real solid dig. I thought our pack was better than their pack, you know. Just as one example, I think that, you know, they've done a really good job this year through a lot of adversity, and it'll only make those better players. I think what Gilly would have learned, what Paposhi, all those guys, even though it's been through adversity, they'd have learned a lot, and they'll become a lot better players for it.
Riley Dean, obviously, he joined prior to that Warrington game. I think Kurt said it was a week too soon for him. How's he looking? And I'm guessing he'd be eager if he gets the nod on Friday.
Yeah, he's looking sharp. Obviously, he's come from he's come from Oldham, you know, part-time environment, so he's just getting up to speed with, you know, being back in a full-time environment. You know, the way we train, it's really intense. So, you know, he's just probably got to, you know, step up to that, which he has done. You know, and an extra week's training has done him in the world of good. And again, he's another one that, you know, could come into contention for Friday.
It is your come Friday. From a supporter's point of view, certainly the supporters who I speak to, they all seem to be labelling this one as a big one, which you've referenced, Kyle, two promoted sides going head-to-head. Are you and the players aware of, you know, the importance and what this game on Friday means to I guess, both the Bradford and York fans?
Yeah, no, I've read a lot of things about, you know, Bradford and York fans, and, yeah, it's you know, it seems a bit of a big game. But, you know, us as coaches and players, it's 2 points. You know, I said it before, we do genuinely prepare to win every single game. You know, whether that be, you know, whether it's a, you know, a bottom end of the table clash, or, you know, we're playing the league leaders away from home. It's every single game. You know, we as coaches are preparing those players to go out there and win and to deliver a message that they believe they can win. And that'll be no different this week. We appreciate it. You know, it'll get spoken up as a, you know, bigger than the usual game, but it isn't. It's York. It's at Old Soul on a Friday night. It's, you know, there's loads of things to be excited about, and for us, it's another 2 points that, you know, we're willing to go and get.
Kurt has spoken positively about your coaching background and work ethic in the past, Cal. How do your respective strengths complement each other, and on the coaching side of things, do you feel?
Yeah, well, I think we see the game the same way. You know, we both come obviously through the same talent system. We both want to play an expansive style of rugby. And that's what I've tried to do since, you know, being at Whitehaven at the age of 24. I've tried to, obviously I was a middle myself, and I like to play. And that's how I want to see the game played. You know, it's like we've spoken about, we're not a team that's going to go five drives and a kick. We want to entertain fans. And I think that aligns obviously well with Kurt. So yeah, I've enjoyed coming into a full time environment. You're learning every day, whether that's from Kurt, whether that's from senior players, young players. Obviously, me and Greeny, you know, we're tossing up ideas with each other every single day, and it's a really good environment to be working in. So yeah, it's every day you're learning new, and yeah, it's really good.
And just finally from me, Kyle, Bradford are 4 from 6. Also, how much of an advantage is that buzz, that electricity from the stands? You know, Bradford have had over 10,000, 15,000 for those big games against Leeds. You know, when that, you know, the players are running out, when it comes to sort of motivating the players.
Oh, it's massive. It's massive. I remember, I think it was our first home game. I remember making a comment to Greeny, just saying, I'm at a big club now. I'm an absolute huge club, and yeah, just even as a coach, it picks you up. So, you know, I can't explain what it'll do to you, you know, as a player carrying that ball and making those tackles. And yeah, we need the whole club behind us. They bring that extra energy when the lads are going to need it, and they're going to need it Friday. We spoke about it already this morning. This game's going to go right to the 80th minute. York are an outstanding team. That never say a die attitude. They've been in games this year where they've been 18, 20 points down, and within 10 minutes, you know, they're back in a game. So we know what York are going to offer, but I think the crowd can play their huge part Friday night, and there's no better environment than Old Soul under the lights on a Friday night.
This is West Yorkshire Rugby League Radio with Mick the Game Caller Gledhill.